This chazara is echnesh bechachas v'shagam v'mi yehudim sechaz echadush v'daf yudal. The Mishnah said bechalitza. The Mishnah said we learned that chalitza permits her to marry any man based on the pasuk of v'nikur shemay b'Yisrael based chalutz hanal. The teaches once chalitza is done, she becomes mutter to any man from klal Yisrael. In fact, remember the word Yisrael is used for the drasha of Shmuel bar Yehuda teach that it must be done in a bezin of Yidden, not a court of goyim. Mishnah says the word Yisrael is written twice and therefore two drashas are available. In fact, remember the pasuk is used by Reb Tarfon and the brayza to teach that the people who see the chalitza being done have to yell out based chalutz hanal. Mishnah says that's learned from the pasuk of v'nikur shemay. Mishnah said uvemisas hayavam. Says this is learned from a Kal Vachomer. If death of the husband releases a wife who until then was also to marry another man and would face the Misa of Chenek if she did, then surely the death of the Yavam released the Yavama, who was anyway only also to marry other man based on a lav. We can ask that maybe a regular married woman is released with the husband's death because she can also be released with a get. However, Yavama who cannot be released with a get maybe cannot be released with the death of the Yavam. Where it says Yavama can be released with Chalitza and therefore can be compared to a woman who is released with a get. Therefore, the Kal Vachomer is valid and stands. Maybe a regular woman is released with the death of a husband because the man who made her usher is now releasing her with his death. However, a Yavama was made also by her husband as being released by the brother, a different person. Marzid Rashi said, it's the Yavam who's making her usher, because if not for him, she would have been released upon the husband's death, and therefore, if he is making her usher, and therefore it's his death that can release her. Why don't we say that a regular woman can be released with chalitza based on a Kal Vachomer? If Yavam, who cannot be released with a get, can be released with chalitza, then surely a regular woman who can be released with a get can be released with chalitza. Marzid the pasuk regarding a regular woman says, Sefer Krisis, which teaches that only a get can release her, not chalitza. Why don't we say that a Yavam can be released with a get based on a Kal Vachomer? If she can be released with chalitza, surely she can be released with a get. Marzid the pasuk regarding chalitza says, Kocha, which is exclusionary and teaches that only chalitza can release her. In fact, what do you mean to say whenever there's an exclusionary language, we don't darshan a Kal Vachomer? Regarding the Goyrel on Yom Kippur for the Chatos Lashem and the Chatos Lazoz, the Braisa says that if not for a Pasuk, we would darshan a Kal Vachomer. And this is so even though the Pasuk says Chuka, which is exclusionary language. Mar says the reason a get can't be used for Yavama is because the Pasuk regarding the get says Lo, which teaches that it can only be used for a regular woman, not for Yavama. Fact, the Gemara, maybe Lo teaches that it must be written Lishma and is not available for this Drasha. Mar says the word Lo is written twice. In fact, one law is needed to teach Lishma and another law is needed to teach that a get can't be written for two women, even if it's written Lishma. Mar says the pasuk regarding Chalitza says Na'al, which teaches that only Chalitza will work for her and a get will not work for her. In fact, Mar, the word Na'al is used by a Braisa for a different Drasha, which teaches that the shoe used for Chalitza need not belong to the Yavam. The Mar says the pasuk says Hanal, and the extra hay therefore allows for a second Drasha. Zuck the Mishnah. An Eved Ivri can be acquired with money or with a shtar, and he can acquire himself back after completing 6 years, or when Yovel arrives, or through redemption with deducting money off the purchase price for the years already served, meaning Geroyin Kesef. And Amar Vri is the same, but has an additional method of acquiring himself back by her getting Simonim at adulthood. The Mishnah says, the slave who is a Nirtza is acquired with the drilling through his ear against the door, and he acquires himself back at Yovel and upon the death of the master. How do we know an Eved Ivri is required with money? Mar says the pasuk says mekasef iknasoi. That gives the source of an Eved Ivri sold to a goy. That's where the pasuk is written. Since a goy can also acquire things with money, maybe he can acquire an Eved Ivri with money as well. How do we know that when a yid buys an Eved Ivri, which is a different parsha, he can also acquire him with kesef? Mar says the pasuk says vehefta, which teaches the concept of growing kesef, which must mean that he or she was acquired with money. That can serve as the source for an amervia. What's the source for an Eved Ivri? Because the growing kesef is written by amervia. Mar says the pasuk says achicha ha'ivri. Ivriya makes a hekesh between Eved Ivri and Amar Ivriya. In fact, this can serve as a source for an Eved Ivri that is sold into slavery by Bezdin. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But this may be because he can be sold against his will. How do we know that this is also good for an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery without not being sold by Bezdin? Because it's a gzeir shavah on the word sachir, which is written once by an Eved sold by Bezdin and once again by an Eved who sold himself, and therefore teaches that this halach applies for such an Eved Ivri as well. In fact, that's good according to the shita who holds a gzeir shavah sachir sachir. What can there be said for the shita who doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava? Mar says the parasha begins with the conjunctive vav of vichi sastik, which allows us to learn the previous parasha from this parasha and teach that just an Eved Ivri can be acquired by a guy with money. The same is true for an Eved Ivri who sells himself to another yid. In fact, who's the Tana who that does not hold of Gzeir Shava of Sachir? Mar says it's the Tana Kama of the following Braisa. The Braisa says that if a person sells himself as an Eved Ivri, he may sell himself for 6 years or even more than 6 years, whereas someone who's got sold by Bezdin can only be sold for 6 years. Someone who sells himself cannot become a Nirtza, whereas someone who sold by Bezdin can. One who sells himself is not entitled to presents when he goes out free, whereas one who sold by Bezdin is. One who sells himself may not be given a non-Jewish maidservant to marry, whereas one who sold by Bezdin may. Rabbi Elazar says both of these people may only be sold for 6 years, may become a nirtza, are entitled to presents when they go out free, and may be given a non-Jewish maidservant to marry. Presumably, the Tamachlekes is Tanakama doesn't hold a gzeirah shava sachir sachir that connects these two types of slaves, whereas Rabbi Elazar does. So Rav Tevyum and Rabbiya said no. Maybe that even the Tanakama agrees of the gzeirah shava sachir. The reason that he holds that in these few cases the types of slaves are treated differently is based based on specific reasons for each difference. And the Gemara now goes through these reasons. Regarding the term of 6 years, the pasuk regarding the one soul by Bezin says, the avodcho sheishanim, teaches that only he has a 6 year term limit. Rabbi Elazar uses this word, who doesn't hold like that, he uses this word to teach that he is to work only for the master and not for any of the yorshim other than his son. The Tanakhama learns this from another time that the avodcho is written, whereas Rabbi Elazar says that just serves to appease the master who finds it difficult to free the evidy after 6 years. Next, regarding the becoming a nirtza, the pasuk regarding one soul by Bezin says, oznoi, which is limiting and teaches that it only applies to one who is sold by Bezin. Rabbi Elazar, on the other hand, who doesn't have this limitation, uses this word for exereshov, the teacher has to be done to the right ear. The Tanakhama learns exereshov also, but says that the possessive vav at the end is available for the drasha. Rabbi Elazar says the vav teaches that only a man can become a nirtza, oznoi him, so it's written in the masculine, a woman cannot. Tanakhama learns from the pasuk of vim yoimar ho'eved. Rabbi Elazar uses this to teach that he has to say so while he's still an eved. The Tanakhama learns this from the extra hay of ho'eved. Rabbi Elazar doesn't dash this extra hay. Next, regarding receiving presents when he's freed, the pasuk regarding one someone sold by Bezin uses the word hanik tanik loy, which is limiting and teaches only applies to one sold by Bezin. Rabbi Elazar uses this word to teach that his yarshim are not entitled to the presents. Why wouldn't his yarshim be entitled to the presents? It's part of his earnings, so why shouldn't they get it? And you're right, Rabbi Elazar uses loy to teach that the presents are not given to his creditors. Normally we hold like a shabuda derab nasan that money is given directly to a person's creditor. The pasuk here teaches that it's not the case over here. The Tanakhama never holds like a nasan and therefore doesn't need a special pasuk over here to teach differently. Finally, regarding the ability to give him a non-Jewish maid as a wife, the pasuk regarding one soul by Bezin uses the word loy, which is limiting and teaches that it only applies to one soul by Bezin. Rabbi Elazar uses this word to teach that it may be given to him even against his will. Tanakhama learns from the pasuk that suggests that Eved Ivri works twice as much as any other worker. Now, this can't refer to regular work because an Eved Ivri is not allowed to be overworked. Rather, it refers to the fact that the master can give him a maid as a wife. Rabbi Elazar says this would not teach that it can be done against his will, so the other pasuk is therefore needed.